Able seaman John Hopkins spent most of his war aboard the HMAS Australia, escorting troop ships to the Middle East, getting involved in a skirmish off the coast of Africa, and patrolling the seas of Scotland. In early December 1940, however, John was transferred to a new ship, the N-class destroyer Napier. In the new year, the Napier was instructed to pick up a special passenger.
There was a little port in Scotland where Sir Winston Churchill was going to be picked up. It was virtually a small fishing port called Thurso. The reason why they didn't send him to a big port was that if word got out, someone could be waiting for him. He was going to meet the big noise from America, Roosevelt. He was going to meet him in the Atlantic on an American warship. So with him went his wife, and there was also Lord and Lady Halifax and Harry Hopkins. He was the Undersecretary for Law or War, something like this, from America. So we went out and they met in the middle of the Atlantic. We did patrols while the meeting was going on, and when it was over, we collected them and took them back again. Churchill was a wonderful statesman, but a very self-opinionated sort of fellow, very gruff, and when the sailors offered to help him come aboard, which was in a quite heavy swell coming back from the American ship, he virtually told them to get the hell out of it, and he could look after himself. I remember him up on the bridge with his big cigar stuck in his mouth. I don't think he lit it, or it may have been the strong wind blowing it out. I don't know. I was on the bridge at the time steering the ship.
Peter Hopkins will have more